Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on this Saturday night at Hodgetown. Soddies and Rockhounds for Game 5. I'm joined by Mr. Jason Casanello, the home clubhouse manager here at Hodgetown, taking care of the Soddies day in and day out. Jason, thanks for the time. I know that you wear about 29,000 different hats around here, but if you could boil it down to what you think your main job is here at the ballpark, would you let our listeners know what that is?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. Really, it's just all about taking care of the players. I tell them as well as my staff that our job is just to make sure they have 9 innings of baseball to play. All the stuff before the game, after the game, we really try to take care of. That includes their laundry, setting up the food for them before and after the game, and just, picking up after them, taking care of their equipment, just really anything we can do to make their lives a little bit better and a little bit easier, and hopefully go out there and win the game.
Clubhouse managers are known as clubbies in the baseball community. What made you decide, like, this is something that I want to do? Because you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, this is year 14 for me. Kind of just like everyone else, grew up playing the game. Baseball has always been the sport that I love. Was fortunate enough to kind of be my hometown team in Charleston, the Charleston River Dogs. Started off as a bat boy with them and kind of just loved it as soon as I got into it and worked my way up. And 14 years later, here we are.
Great ballpark there in Charleston, Joseph P. Riley Jr. Right before we started this interview, you were screwing on somebody's helmet, fixing things. You've got a toolbox, you've got everything. What would you say, at least in recent memories, the craziest thing that you've had to do for a player?
Gosh, it's everything changes. In 14 years, I haven't had the same day twice. It's tough for, crazy. It's more so of just like stuff that's out of the blue. That's kind of the stuff that hits me kind of crazy. It's different every day. For example, today I had to give someone's car keys off to their brother who flew into town to pick up their car and drive it cross country for them. The job keeps me on my toes, and that's what I love about it. But, my sleep schedule definitely gets hurt a little bit because of that.
You're the guy they call when things need to be done, basically. Do you have a player in the past that you think of as like maybe your, I know, I'm sure you have many favorites over the years, but is there somebody that kind of stands out as, oh, this is my favorite player to have in my clubhouse?
That's tough. I mean, there's certain guys who, they never unfortunately got a chance to play in the big leagues. Maybe they weren't the best talented guys, but some of those guys are some of the best guys in the clubhouse. They have the most personality, and, in the game and in the clubhouse, we call them glue guys because they really keep everyone together. So to pin it down, over 14 years, there's been a lot. Funny enough, a good name to drop for that is Aaron Judge. I was bat boy for him when he was in Charleston in low A, and the friendliest guy. I was also terrified because he's a very large man. Just the friendliest guy. He comes to mind. But like I said, there's some unsung heroes who never got their day in the big leagues. And I've had awesome guys throughout, my years in the game.
Not a bad name to drop, Aaron Judge. So much of what you do is based on your relationship with the coaching staff, too. And I know that a lot of these guys this year are back from last year, but how would you describe how Colina runs the clubhouse through your eyes?
It's been great. And being able to have him back again for a second year, I think benefits myself. It benefits a lot of the players who, they've also spent time in Amarillo. And it just, it feels like we picked up right where we left off last year. We had a lot of success last year, and I think that shows into this year of, when the guys come in, and even, we have a couple new coaches on the staff this year, he really lets everyone kind of shine on their own, and, this cohesive group that he's able to put together, it's been fun.
You've got the inside track on what's going on in this clubhouse day in and day out. What do you think has allowed the team to have recent success?
It's been fun because we haven't won a whole lot of games at Hodgetown. I see all the winning happening on the road, and I'm like, well, we could do that at home. So it's been nice to kind of hit our stride here in the middle of the season. I'm not sure. I feel like a lot of the games that we lost early on, I don't know why we lost them. The game kind of just slipped away. But I feel like the guys just really hit their stride. There's a lot of confidence both from the pitching staff and from the hitters. And it's kind of just showing, sometimes you get hot at the right time.
Any advice on my first Amarillo summer coming up on how to get through the Texas heat?
The shade is your friend, and make sure your air conditioning works in your apartment. But no, I'm biased. I mean, I'm born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina, and I will gladly take 103 degrees in Texas over 97 in Charleston. The humidity here, you'll be fine. It's great. And go to the pool. Pool's pretty nice. If you can find a pool around town, go there.
Great advice. Last one for you. Is your dream to be a major league clubhouse manager?
Hopefully. I mean, I think, you know, just like these players and, you know, a lot of our staff, like, you know, that is the dream. That's why we're all, you know, not for the fame. I mean, that's I've never been in the business for that. But sure. I mean, you know, I finally got my first accolade this past season of clubhouse manager of the year. And, you know, while it was nice, you know, I don't go for that. I've been in this game and I still stay in this game for the relationships. I mean, the relationships I build with, you know, front office members, coaching staff, players, everyone. I mean, there's so many people that go into just the nine innings of baseball that you see during the game. That's the part that I fell in love with. And, you know, if one day the big leagues comes calling, sure, not going to turn that phone call down. But, you know, in the meantime, I still love what I do, and wherever it takes me, I'm ready for it.
One of the best baseball guys I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, Mr. Jason Castanello, our guest on the A&B pregame show. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thank you.
The A&B pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.